honourable member, I declare this meeting officially open again so that we can continue where we left. Kashifa, you can start from where we left so that you can be able to finish what you are expected to do today. Over to you, Kashifa.
Thank you, Kate.
You've got nice things up there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be sharing the screen. Looking at the mandate. Is the mandate of picking up on the screen for members? Chair, can I get an indication if the font is big enough, please? It says mandate.
No, it's right. The font is right.
So the recommendation, starting with 6.1, it refers to the mandate of the department, the greater emphasis should be placed on how important it should be effectiveness, for each of the MTSS period. In terms of policy imperatives, these must be kept defined and articulate to the stakeholders, linking to specific time changes that are required to finalize it, and for greater emphasis to be placed on the implementation, monitoring and evaluation. The rest of the MTSS period. In terms of the audit action plan for the department, this should be finalized and the final plan should be the submitted for the committee for consideration. In terms of the recommendations by the AG and the AOC, these should be taken seriously by the department. Officials are not having any debate in these recommendations must be held to account. The department should clearly articulate how it intends to address each of the findings identified and implement the recommendations of a time frame within the audit action plan. In terms of financial performance, in-year monitoring should continue in terms of quarterly reports, spending trends. The committee recommends the department monitor spending patterns and ensure that this is in keeping with what has been outlined in the stat plan of the ACP, and it should be assessing and providing financial reports to the committee on a quarterly basis. In terms of the ACP, the department must ensure that the ACP is cost appropriate. The indication as to how it intends undertaking activities with corresponding costs. In terms of irregular frequencies and wasteful expenditures, the committee requests a comprehensive report on the investigations into irregular expenditure incurred during 1920. As well as fruitless and wasteful expenditure and unauthorized. The report should clearly indicate the sanctions against members responsible for irregular expenditure and fruitless and wasteful expenditure. The department should further develop an action plan on steps to prevent irregular expenditure with respect to the investigation. The committee awaits the outcome and reports in this regard and for briefing until matters are concluded and if we also debriefing. The Director General should investigate the filling of vacancy during the COVID-19 period post-internal, or what these post-internal, where the officials were placed, why these appointments were made during the lockdown period, and the Minister should request the Department officials to show the plus and support that was developed in the former department and detail on the outcomes, year after to provide a comprehensive to the committee in that regard. In terms of unauthorized expenditures, the department is urged to follow up with COPA regarding the condonement of historical debt incurred and report back to the TFOPME. In terms of vitamins, the committee urges the department to avoid vitamins from the full program to administration. In the event that vitamins have to be done, this needs to be brought to the attention of the committee for discussion during quarterly meetings. In terms of internal risk and control, internal control and risk management, the committee recommends department must provide the committee with a detailed report on the implementation of risk management control. It should include staffing structure, risk management systems, challenges identified as remedial action. The committee requires the committee to brief the department's third quarter briefing of 2020-21 on the challenges identified and recommendations made. With respect to the AG and the Audit and Risk Committee, ARC should continue to monitor the implementation of the AG recommendations, intervene when necessary with senior management of the department, and report to the committee on a quarterly basis in this regard. The committee in turn will provide the ARC with feedback on the outcome of the House departures, what recommendations are expected to be implemented at a specific time frame. The ARC to submit its quarterly report to the committee for consideration of any meeting day at the department. In terms of the HR, the organogram, the committee requests department to submit an updated detailed organogram, which clearly indicates funded and unfunded posts established in addition to the establishment of the program to clearly illustrate what the capacity constraints are. In terms of vacancies, all key funded vacancies should be filled with a specified time allocation. In instances where this is not in compliance, the department should clearly identify within a specific failure to comply and remedial action taken. In terms of performance management, the committee recommends that the head of programs write 40 reports of consequence management for non-delivery of targets for clear indication of the remedial action implemented. Each program and sub-program will be recorded to present progress to the committee on a quarterly basis. In terms of the use of consultants, the committee requests the department to indicate what measures the department would implement with the use of consultants in the next financial year 2021-22. The bid to contain costs. The committee recommends that fuel transfer must occur when using consultants so as to facilitate stock within the department. In terms of the stock levy structure, the committee recommends that the department indicates how it will intend utilizing the stock levy structure more optimally to ensure that targets are met rather than using consultants. The committee requested details to the department from the department of from the Department of Public Services and Administration. In terms of governance, the committee reiterates the importance of complying with TFSA and Treasury regulations, and that failure of officials in this regard must be dealt with expeditiously. The committee recommends that the report and how it deals with transgressors and what remedial action taken should be presented in the the committee should consider including specific key indicators and targets that address compliance to laws and precepts. It recommends that the department report on the specific investigations referred by the AG to be submitted to the committee for completion and the committee to be briefed on progress with regards to the investigations underway. In terms of supply chain management, the committee recommends that the department provides a monthly report on supply chain management deviations and transgressions and what actions are taken against officials failed to comply. The SCM policies where deviations were allowed, motivation and actors should be clearly stipulated, and departments should consider identifying specific people with indicators for the next ACP to be 2021-22. In terms of investigation, the committee recommends that departments at Q3 on the outcome and investigation that they have been completed and indicate what progress has been made in terms of implementing recommendations and consequence management. Furthermore, the department is expected to meet the committee on what progress with regards to investigations are currently underway. In terms of the program, again, the emphasis was placed on ensuring the targets are smart with its APP and the department to provide the committee with feedback from the AG its review of the APP for 2021-22. In terms of NGM, again here, the department should expedite finalizing the track of the framework and implement it as this is a important measure as far as in CEDAW. In terms of the country gender indicator framework, the department should present its findings on analysis, monitoring and evaluations undertaken, and that report compiled should to the committee for consideration. In terms of events, campaigns and conferences, the department should inform the committee in advance of the initiatives it intends undertaking in order for the portfolio committee members to attend if possible. The committee should provide, the department should provide, not the committee, the department. Should provide committee with reports of all initiatives undertaken by the providing the costing third as per the recommendation on spending things, the purpose
initiative that is related to APT, the outcomes of the initiative, number of tenant beneficiaries, and an action plan as to how resolutions or outcomes will be implemented. The committee recommends that a year plan be submitted of all key events for the past process. In terms of gender responsive budgeting, the committee recommends that the department should brief the committee on what progress has been made by departments in implementing this framework, that in terms of the guidelines, they should be strengthened and implemented. For treaty compliance, the committee recommends that the department should ensure that such reports are submitted within the specified time frames as required by the relevant reporting bodies. The department should also report back to Parliament on feedback received on country action plans developed in this regard, as well as progress in terms of implementing the recommendations, and that the department must present all reports at an international level to the committee at least 1 month before it undertakes the international trip. In terms of policy and law reform, the committee recommends the department should brief the committee on gaps identified of its policies and laws on a regular basis. It should table all reports developed upon completion on a quarterly basis for the committee to consider. The committee urges the department to finalise all outstanding policies and frameworks, place emphasis on finalising the draft framework on disability rights, self-representation, and the draft national youth policy. In terms of gender-based violence and femicide, with regards to the NSP, it is important to provide quarterly updates on the implementation of the NSP and responding in writing to outstanding matters raised by the committee. In terms of the council, important to provide regular updates on the establishment of the council and respond in writing to outstanding matters raised by the committee. In terms of sanitary dignity, the committee recommends that the department should ensure that young women and persons with disabilities benefit from the entire value chain. The urgency department finalise the framework and the ME framework. As the committee recommends, the department reports back on its monitoring and evaluation on the rollout of the programme and problems and its budgetary allocation. With respect to disability, filling of vacancies within this programme must be prioritised. The department should submit quarterly annual reports on the national disability machinery. The department should monitor the Department of Social Development to ensure that the community receive their COVID-19 and disability grants on time. With respect to the National Youth Development Program, the role of the NYD and National Youth Development Grant need to be further defined. The National Youth Policy must be finalised with urgency, and the program must update the committee on progress with the development of goals identified and any other policies. In terms of recommendations for the CGE, Finance and Audit Action Plan, the CGE should develop an audit action plan that relates to the recommendations by the Auditor General. This action plan should address the root causes of the problems detected that reflect the AG and ARC's findings and recommendations. It must be submitted to the committee of the third quarter report. The CGE should provide quarterly reports to progress on the implementation of its audit action plan. To maintain tight control of the fiscus and avoid overexpenditure in 2021-22. With respect to finalising policy that pertains to the interpretations between the administration and the commissioners, should also finalise the handbook and submit to the committee on completion, that it should strengthen its internal governance processes. With regards to the programme for the CGE, it must prioritise the filling of vacancies for its legal units and that of the parliamentary liaison officer. To review its decision on case management and report back to the committee accordingly. The CGE to submit its finalised ME framework and three months of the adoption of this report to the committee. In terms of the NYDA should develop an audit action plan that relates to recommendations by the AG. This action plan to national treasury. I thought it was impertinent that we look at the committee financial strategic briefing on the financial implications, the establishment of the council and the GBV fund, and that in terms of the Sanitary Dignity Programme, the committee requests National Treasury to provide a detailed report on the funding of the Sanitary Dignity Programme and implications in this regard. The reason for the recommendation for Treasury around the SDP that in terms of the department, we only monitor the framework and its implementation, but it's Treasury that allocates the money to provinces, and then provinces decide how that money is to be allocated to which department in terms of its sanitary dignity. It just tabulated the summary of requests, what is required, department, CG and NYDA in terms of book reports, audit action plan, forensic investigation, deviations in terms of HR, the guidelines for gender response budgeting, a country report, national youth policy, the matter on campaigns and workshops, the CGE's M and E framework and tool, and then ongoing court reports by commissioners. Just to reiterate, for this report to be considered, the whole report could not have been done without fiscal and such needs. With the analysis, they double-checked for me whether everything was covered. We've looked at the observations and recommendations and cross-checked based on all the meetings we had for the annual report as well as the quarterly reports. So I can definitely attest to the BRR could not have been done without the direct support of Crystal and Tasney, which won't be possible for me to put this entire report together. So that in conclusion, the committee will continue to diligently monitor the department to speak to the implementation of the recommendations made by the AG and the ARC. The committee urges the department, CGE and the NYDA to take its recommendations seriously and implement these expeditions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tashifa. Honourable members, this is the report. Can I get hands? Kashifa, there was where you were talking in the morning. There was where NYDA, I think you forgot to put an A. I think it's 15 point something.
Okay.
And then
I know that it's slightly mentioned in the report, but I do think we need to strengthen the aspect of the MLE section, I think we need to really be much more clear as the committee what exactly we are saying. Because ultimately the MLE is essentially the foundational component of the failures of the department. You know, that is how the department identifies itself, that is how the department chooses to do its work through the mandate and mission that it has developed for itself. And therefore, I think there needs to be a quite strong aspect to this report that relates to the strengthening of MND, because if indeed we accept that, then we need to also accept that we need to hold them accountable to the highest standards of MND in terms of the framework and the different policies and legislation that you're working on, because those ultimately are what present themselves in their KPIs, if they are indicated, etc. So I just wanted to add that point, and I think, you know, it needs to be very strong from the onset, because that is essentially what is one of the biggest problems that we have in the department, is the failure of that component. I think the supply chain management aspect has been covered. I don't know if there's a point to articulate it to how it's been articulated, but I think obviously when you look at the previous financial year, SCM is continually flagged as one of the issues, and I think we need to just also make a point in the report about that. And perhaps, you know, we might not want to do it in a chronological manner, but I do think it's important to say that, you know, it has been an existing issue for quite a number of past financial years. And as it stands, the appointment of the SCM director is still something that is up in the air, because as far as I understand, there's someone acting in that position. So I do think that the great risk, the audit risk committee also raised it in their report as well. It was also raised by the AG's office as well. So I do think we need to spend some time, because it's great if we don't spend time on it, it will become a problem at this stage. Thank you very much.
In fact, Honorable MPC, you reminded me of something. I think both the department and the CGE, we must give them a time frame of 3 months to finalize their MLE, because if we don't give them time frame, remember yesterday we did mention that we're giving ACGE 3 months to finalize their MLE monitoring tool, so that they must not come here and tell us stories. And with the department also, we need to do the same. Because I think the department also was mentioning that they are working with the BSA, or they said they wanted to appoint I don't remember correctly what was their response, but let's give both time frame of 3 months so that they might finalize their MSE plan. And then when coming to the honorable members, have you read the report, the response that they gave us in terms of the polls that they filled during COVID? Honorable members, have you read that report?
Yes.
Yeah, because I raised the concern in relation to, with regards to the panels that they were dealing with the interviews. How come that it's only two people who were interviewing, who were dealing with interviews for senior positions like that? So that whole process, for me, is flawed. There was no mention of human resource officials or any observer. You know, according to labor relations, unions are supposed to be observers in those panels, but they haven't mentioned how have they constituted their panels. The only two mentions on how they have constituted their panels is those two or three officials that were there in those panels. And then I think the other one, club. Agreed against
15.8.11. Okay. In terms of the natural use development, this is a branch change. Not the NYDA. Program.
The branch is the department.
Yes.
The department.
Yes.
The NSP, the the issue of them advertising Board of Trustees instead of them focusing on establishment of the councils. And what National Treasury have raised also to them. And let me see.
So this is the observation, Chief.
But also the other thing that I wanted to raise with them to our report. Remember when initially when they presented to us, they said they received 8 cars, the BMWs.
It was 5 BMWs, Chief. I think I've heard that the launch of the 16th of activism. I think, I'm not sure where they sent those BMWs to, but they were sent.
And what was the criteria they used?
We don't know, Chief.
Identify those blocks.
We don't know.
Never they gave the car.
That was received from the German Chancellor. And I think the president received it, and then he handed it over because the minister was present at that handover. And she did report to us in the committee, but we were unclear as to how they actually going to be using that.
Was it one of 8?
From what? Back then there was 5, Chair. 5 BMWs. I don't know whether more was received. The recommendation, I'll go into that specific. Those are the two recommendations, unless you want something more specific around the mastication to the BMWs.
In fact, you did right by coming to this one of the sanitary dignity a program. I think there was something that I wanted to speak to. You were saying, I think I saw something where you said they were supposed to submit the framework to cabinet. Was I reading here? Oh wait.
That was under the observation chief. It was a report briefing to us that indicated that the guidelines or the Edmund East framework was still not complete. So that's why we put there that the committee urges the department to finalize framework and Edmund East framework.
Okay.
Chief, can I just get clarity? So do you want something specific around the department reporting back on the donations you've seen in regards to those BMWs? Or is that the Denise to capture what you want?
We wanted them to come give us a report on the criteria they use to give those, whether it's people or NGOs or whoever, they must tell us the criteria they use to identify them. Oh, to select them. The criteria they use to select them. Because they didn't tell us. Ne? And I think when they were launching, DPV on the 15 days of activism program, when they were launching it, giving out of cards was then.
Yes, Chief.
Yeah.
I just indicated the committee request the department to brief the commission on the criteria the beneficiaries of the BMWs received as a donation.
Yes. Can I hear from other honourable members?
Yes, Chairperson. I did raise my hand.
Okay. Honourable Sheriff is talking about DPV fund.
Yes.
Okay, because you can speak
period to select beneficiaries, I think it would be a good idea to include the GPVF fund and what criteria the department used to do that. Chairperson, I'm just going through the observations as well as going through the recommendations at the same time. I want to speak on the recommendations of the NSP. I think we should add more emphasis on the monitoring and evaluation aspect of the NSP, as this has been a really big part of ensuring that the NSP is in fact being implemented. And without us as the committee being able to see what is being implemented, it will make our job of oversight a little bit more difficult. Chair, please just be patient with me.
I'm
kind of going through it all at the same time.
I was doing like you,
yeah. In terms of the council, I think it's important to also for the department to come back to us. And give us an update on exactly what's happening with the establishment of it, and not simply just regular updates. I think that it's good that way, but I think what I'm trying to say is the committee needs to figure out what is the best way to ensure that the processes of establishing this council is happening in a timely manner, and using the money that Treasury has allocated, always remembering that Treasury had allocated $5 million to the establishment of the council, noting that it was a target not reached. This is a huge concern for me, Chairperson. In terms of, okay, let's go back down to recommendations. In terms of the organogram, Shifa, I think it's important, and maybe this is a link to the top heavy structure. I think what's important to figure out in the top heavy structure for me, Kashifa, is what exactly each senior manager and director is responsible for, because obviously there's a misalignment between a top-heavy structure and getting consultants to do the work. So I think we need to make that link to say what part of the organogram, what is each manager, director, supervisor there to do, and basically what their role is in terms of the job, because it is very concerning to me that the department spends so much money on so much salaries, and yet doing M&E is still something that is difficult for the department. Chair, let me Chair, let me come back because I just need to get my notes together. Thank you.
Look closely at as the oversight body, and the selection process. My chairperson would be to also comment on the issue of the sanitary program. I think it has been correctly captured in terms of the concerns that we have raised in the observation. But I think, chairperson, it must really come out clearly as our concerns around the full benefit, the benefits of the economic spring off or the economic benefits that the program is having. And we have found as a committee that one, as much as we cannot measure who has benefited, but we know that women and young people have been on the back foot. It's probably the biggest companies like Abo, Procter and Gamble that are benefiting from the sanitary dignity program. So I think we need, in terms of observation, the observations that we have raised for it to correctly come out. Secondly, we also need to ensure that
that's why we are not apologetic. That program, our women, especially young people.
I'm not sure, chairperson, if I'm reading the observations correctly. The last bullet on the issue of how there is uniformity in terms of one, the distribution of the funds to the provinces in terms of national treasury, and I think that it has been captured on how all the recommendations that we have raised that national treasury must look closely at it. But we have been raising concerns around the issue that in some provinces it's given to a different department, probably the Department of Social Development. In other provinces you'll find it under education. In other provinces you'll find it in the Premier's office. I'm not sure whether that has been captured correctly in the issue of in the observation that has been raised. But apart from that, Chairperson, I'm happy with the issues that you have raised together with the colleagues, the honourable members that have raised them, and I'd like to move for the adoption of the report.
Honourable Mgweba, Kashifa. Oh, you're still writing that one of Freedom of the Kids.
Yes.
There's something that I wanted to talk about. No, I'm not sure how are we gonna fit in here. And then if I did send that letter of complaint from the other people who applied for the position in that disability post.
Hello, Chair. No, I'm here.
Ubanigas, I remember that letter, which there was a complaint. The issues that were raised, we raised issues to the person was appointed to that post of chief director with disability, that there's an outcry from other locals. Have you sent that letter to members also?
No, Chair, I haven't.
Yeah, I'm going to go to my head, eh?
Oh, okay, I'll do it.
Honorable Mkweba?
Thank you very much, Chair, and good afternoon, Honorable Members. Chair, one must, let me welcome the presentation by Kashifa, which is a detailed presentation. And therefore, the Chair, I know that in our meeting with the AGFA, in terms of their input, there was an issue of special of the CGE that was not in terms of the laws and the regulations. That was identified in fact in terms of equipment and contract management. I so wish that part of our emphasis as the committee. Speak about those gaps by the CGE. I'm not sure whether as chief I will then add, because I saw that in terms of the recommendations, there is something that speaks to CGE in terms of only the monitoring and evaluation. But however, I don't see anything that speaks to compliance in terms of the procurement and contract management. But I so wish that it also, you know, as part of this report, reflect whether on the recommendations or as an observation as the portfolio committee. But however, Chair, in terms of what I read in terms of the presentation by Kashifa, I will then also move or second for the consideration and adoption of this BRRR.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Kashifa, what Honorable Mgwebe is raising, the audit outcome on CGE in terms of compliance by CGE. But I thought it was on the one of the department. I think also even the department, there is something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's on the top, but you can't see the department's recommendation, what is the general for that sticker?
Yeah.
So that's in terms of CGE matters.
Yeah.
So in terms of all the its recommendations, findings. So we look at the specific recommendation when so the audit action plan is covered for the department, and then for the CGE, I'm just moving down to that. We have one specifically around the A CGE, and the audit action plan should cover both AG and the ARC findings. But they need to submit this by one.
Yeah, I think you are agreeing with that one. So we need to put an observation and make a recommendation also, even in relation to the issues that the AG have been raising on the department. But also with the audit risk committee, there were issues that was raised, and up until now they haven't fixed those issues. I've got it on which I can. But I think on the audit, risk audit committee report, there were issues. We even asked them in the portfolio committee that what plans do they have in addressing the issues that were outstanding from the report of the previous issues that were raised by the audit risk committee and by the AG that they haven't finalized. I think DDG Choki was trying to respond to some of those issues, but I'm not sure what now what were those issues.
The many key findings changed, and in our discussion process of the BRR, we outlined those in our observations. We acknowledge both the findings of the AG and the ARC in relation to both the Auditor General and the ARC. So the recommendation, the department is like with us, like the CG, audit action plan. It must include the AG and the ARC recommendations, so they need to submit it and report to us at Q3.
Yeah. No, thank you very much, Kashifa. Tazima, are you done with that one?
I think Kashifa already.
Oh, okay. Okay, Mahmoud.
Yes, thanks, Chairperson, and thanks for the first team for putting together this draft report. Chairperson, I just want to add one recommendation under 15.8.10. Just to say that the department should also monitor the Department of Health to ensure that it provides assistance or it facilitates the provision of assistive devices to persons with disabilities.
Okay. what's that name? Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, thank you very much. You're consistent about issues of disability. You know, if there's one thing that I like, is that you'll always remind us when coming to those issues.
Yes. It's right, the fact that we are actually running out of time. There's a meeting that's starting right now at 2.
Yeah, no, we are done. We're almost done, Honorable Masiko. I think you have already moved for the adoption of the report. And Honorable Mkweber, I think, was seconding you. Honorable Sherry? And Honorable Ngobo? Honorable Mpiti, Honorable Ngobo, we're done. I think we're done with the issues that we wanted to raise with our report now. But who? Babu Ngobo, for one thing, John.
Yes, Chairperson, we would like to...
We're done now with our report.
Okay, yes, Chairperson, I'd like to reserve our rights. Thanks, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think you've come with our report, our BRRR report has been adopted with the reservations of the DA. We're done with our report. I think the issue of ICT, in the moment I'm the ICT, very agile.
Yes, I've included in the top
Yes. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think we're done, Kashifa. Anything else before that we are done?
We've done. I'll just correct the number to the inclusion of ICT.
Yeah, and the alignment of the report and consistency, where you can see that you haven't, you have changed somewhere, somehow. Please put it correct according to the way it must look. And thank you very much to the team.
Chair?
We have done, yes?
Chair, just to note, the DA's resulting are right.
Okay,
I'd like to ask
this to chair
because I quickly ran up.
Oh, was I a phone? Okay, thank you very much to our team. Thank you, Nelly Swa. You all worked under duress because CDE submitted late. And thank you very much. Without your help, we're not going to be able to finalize this report. Thank you very much, Honorable Members, for making sure that we adopt our report today. And your participation, your active participation also is appreciated. Thank you very much. Our meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much.